Hey, that's
it's your boy place. Tom Superman in the mix, no tricks right here. Hey, we're down here at the Iron Hearts Festival, and I'm telling you, we got all these beautiful people out here, and we're out here just having fun in the sun. And you know what I'm talking about? Everybody is the name Ty Pickens is resonating against, in the minds of those who don't know him. This man here is something. He's running against Roger Wicker for the Senate. And we got my main man, Radio. What's going on, Radio?
What's happening, people?
Yeah. I see you got the Ty Pickens sign. Hey, get that picture right there with me and Radio. Hold yours up.
All right.
Ty Pickens.
Representing Ty people.
You're talking about it. Yeah, right here. We downtown. Better get on that side so you can see these lovely people around here. Hey, Ty Pickens, you doing the video? All right. Yeah. And we just going to talk to this young man. What do you think about Ty Pickens? You're a young man. You're from. Tell us your name.
Kensrell Horton.
Yeah,
also
man.
Also known as Radio Horton. Not known by that.
He's what?
R. Cool Breeze, what I was known by when I went to Macomb High School.
Yeah.
Class 2001.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what do you think? How political are you?
I'm extremely political.
Are you extremely political?
I'm extremely political. I be trying to get my folks, especially my young black folks, to get out here and do their voting thing.
Yeah.
Because voting is oh so important.
It is so much important.
Extremely important.
Extremely
hey,
important.
Hey, man.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Get your card with
that. Can't forget.
Yes.
Hold his hand.
Yeah.
That's how I was doing.
We are back to the podcast right here, but we have to keep up with these kids out here.
Ooh, yeah.
And we got one getting ready to get away, getting into the crowd. But back to us. Go ahead on.
Well, it's like this. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of stuff like Rolling Martin Unfiltered and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had a conversation with Vice President Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a conversation with the actress Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Yeah.
You know, that played on Moesha.
Yeah, I got you.
My Macomb native brand.
Uh-huh.
So she was saying how 30 years ago, you know, she got two kids now.
Yeah.
But she said her first son, she not like to have because some fluid that she had lost.
Yes.
And she was thinking about these new laws they got dealing with abortion. Now, that's a very ticky-tack issue these days.
Yes.
And she was saying that the way they got these laws now, if this fool get back in the White House, Donald John Trump, get back in the White House, he gonna take away a lot of stuff with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you got Donald Trump on the president end, and then you got the governor.
You got Tate Reeves, who unfortunately got back in because, I mean, we was trying to get the guy up in there that came to Macomb. We tried to get him in, unfortunately.
Yeah, he didn't some quite make short. It. Yeah. A lot of the Mr. Presley, he almost made it. We'll never have that chance again.
He gave him a run for his money.
And we got the same thing coming up with Ty Pickens. That means we got to use Roger Wicker. He's a strong Republican candidate.
And there's some folks with Roger Wicker now.
Uh-huh.
Roger Wicker try to have some black folks food too because it's like he'll say certain things like that he on black folks' side to come to certain things that he done. And I ain't gonna lie now, he's done some stuff that some black folks look at like,
A lot of us.
But you can't, like the late great Dick Gregory said, you can't fall for the open door.
A lot of them, not a lot of us, because I ain't one of them us.
I'm not gonna
be fooled by a smile.
Right. Certain things he might have done at HBCU, like Texas State,
But it's beautiful out here, and we want to tell your friends to vote Ty Pickens.
Vote Ty Pickens. I'm all in for him.
21 years of experience in the armed forces. Armed services.
Yeah, he's a military guy.
He's a military guy. No nonsense.
And
guy.
Look.
Educated.
And look.
From the Delta.
Right, and we can use, we got one brother up there, Benny Thompson.
Yes.
We can use another brother in the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
But we ain't had that in a minute.
Yes. I'm Tom Superman in the mix, no tricks. I'm Thomas Everett Richardson on Superman Radio 1. Hey, we'll get you a snack and we'll be back, okay?